I want to learn this Rambam. The next one we're up to is Emunas Chachamim. So Matisseo says that the yesod of the whole Torah is telling Emunas Chachamim. Emunas Chachamim means Moshe Rabbeinu comes, he gives us the Torah. The foundation of the Torah is dependent on Emunas Chachamim. So I want to learn with you the yesod Hashmini in the Rambam, which is Torah min Hashemayim. Dr. Amram, Hayoyis HaTorah min Hashemayim, we have to believe Torah min Hashemayim. But who, and that is, the entire Torah that's in our hands, and the Sunai de Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, I want you to follow in here. I'm quoting the Rambam, he quotes here. Shmini. She kula mipi gvura kolaymar she higia ilav kula meitz Hashem yizbarach beinu shenikra al derech hashela dibor. It's called dibor. There's a communication between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. Beinu yadua hei higia. We don't really know how Moshe received it. Elohim hu Moshe alav Hashem she higia loy. It's Moshe. Bechihu haya kmoi sofer. It's like a sofer shekoyrin loy. Hu kosef kol meureis hayamim hasfurim. All the occurrences, the stories, mitzvah. So that's what Moshe was called, the mechoykek. He wrote things down. The pasuk that says b'nei cham kush u'mitzrayim v'shem ishtoi, or what's the other famous one? There's no difference between those pesukim, which seem very. There's no difference between those pesukim, which seem very, very trivial. Meaning, in the Kedusha of the Torah, they have the same Heftar as Kedusha. What's the Kedusha? When you open up a Chumash, you learn, B'Shem HaTavel, is this the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed through Moshe Rabbeinu? And you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're also connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same way when you say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Yakoil mipi agvura. You should have this in mind when you learn. Yakoil mipi agvura. Everything's from Hashem. V'akol Torah Hashem Temimah Tehairah Kedusha. Emes. V'zer she'omer. Moshe midaitoi, and if someone will say, "Look, Avada Shabbos is from Hashem, Anochi is from Hashem," but Moshe Rabbeinu threw in the stories, some of the incidents over there, anything? It's the worst possible fear you could possibly have is to say v'timnais apilagesh is a thrown-in pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu put in for historical context. So lafi shechashav b'torah, because then that person thinks in Torah there's lev and klipa. There's this person more important than others. V'she'ela divrei hayamim v'hasipurim ein ta'elas b'hem v'shehem me'eitz Moshe Rabbeinu came from Moshe. This is what it means if someone says "Ein Torah min Hashemayim" is a kofer. It doesn't mean the whole Torah is a min Hashemayim. It means one letter in the Torah is a min Hashemayim. Amru Chazal, hu ha-maimin shekol ha-Torah mipi ha-gvura. That's saying that the entire Torah is mipi ha-gvura. What's min ha-pasuk? Zeh shelo yomar Kadosh Baruch Hu ela Moshe mipi atzmoi. Someone that says the entire Torah is min Hashemayim, except for this one pasuk, is Dvar Hashem Baza, Hashem is Baruch Viter Mimamar Koifer El Kol Dibur V'Dibur Min HaTorah. I don't understand that word. Yesh Bem Chachmas Uploim Mishmei V'Noisam B'Loi Husak Tachlis Chachmas Maruch Meretz Mida V'Rachav Min Yam Ve'in Lish El Halach B'Ikvaz Dovin Mashiach Lukei Yaakov Shispol Gal Eina V'Abita Niflois Mitzor Yosecha. You don't know what the inyanim are. We heard a shiur yesterday in Yerusha from Diane Weinberger, and he said over that Amol, you have to talk to people. Don't he says, you know, one of the things is that the Torah says that women don't yashin, only men, daughters don't yashin. So amongst Heintega taste me, Torah. So he said, you're allowed, and we encourage people to give equal shares to men and to do girls and sons. Why? You don't want to make machlokes. You want to make them feel like they have something. You don't want to make them feel that you don't want. All good. And we encourage that. The guy comes and says, I'm doing it because this is the MS. Zoydav Zayin. I don't know. It's old fashioned stuff. And Zoydav Zayin, then it's awesome. Can't be why. So he said it's not pshat. He said that in the Sefer Magen Meisharim from the Beis Yosef, it says over there that is soda, the soda, the Yerusha, and Nukvasa and Zachrusa, and this. He said it's also this. This that the Yerusha is telling his harm has nothing to do with that they're more important, less important, priority, not priority. No shaykhs whatsoever. The idea is there's a soid, and Torah is Torah, and Gal Enai Ve'abita Niflois Matara Sacha. We have no idea. So, therefore, someone that looks at it that way is, you know, and that's why the morals of the Torah are stand forever. In ancient times, in medieval times, the Yerusha went only to the firstborn. They thought that was fair. They would look at the Torah, well, you're giving all the kids, all the boys? It's a dust. The older one, he takes over the father. You can give it to everyone. What are they doing with the money? Just going to party? You give it to the older son. He's taking over the father. So he's the only one that got Yerusha. And then they say, no, no, all the boys is fair. And then they say, all the girls are fair. Okay. So in the Davar Soif, what they think is fair. It's not the point. The Pirushim in the Torah. Mitavnes asuka velula veshoyfer vetzitzis vetzvilim vzulasam hu baatzmai atavnes asher alma Hashem nisbarach l'moshe. And whatever the pirushim of the Torah are exactly the way they were spoken to Moshe. Vo'amar lanu v'unamin b'shlichusa, and we have to believe his shlichus. V'hamaymar hamoyre al yesoyda ze, and where does Chazal say this? Mashenemar v'yomer Moshe b'zoyz te'idun k'Hashem shalchani lasis kol ma'israel ki loy milivi. Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Loim Libi." Okay. Now, "Loim Libi." So this is the Rambam's Yisoid. So what Rabbi Tisio, when he got up to this Emunas Chachamim, he stole to this Rambam. The whole foundation of Torah is to believe. And Moshe Rabbeinu told us, "This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu." There's no if a person if questions that, it's finished. Okay, now, can I have a saver? No, sorry, no, sorry. But, you know, I thought it was a very powerful line over there in the Rambam. Is it now? Obviously, so therefore, yes, the Emunah in Torah is dependent on that. But also, the learning of Torah is dependent on Emunah Chacham. The way a person learns Torah, a person cannot think that they are in the same league as anybody to argue, as a Chatana and a Meira, Rish and Achron, to argue with them. A person cannot have that Emunas Chachamim that to understand, so how are they going to learn anything? You have to know who they are, and you have to know who the people they're dealing with are. They have the Emunah in Chachamim that they carry the MS with them. And the Maisa, there's a certain Siyata Dishmaya, the famous Chazonish, who writes that there were Sfarim that were always written from generation. And he said, in the times of Rishon, you think the only Rishon was the Rashba? Like, a lot of people, there were big people in those days. And now you find a Ksav of somebody that came out, that was written, oh, he was a Chavar, he was a contemporary of the Rashba. And he argues, so Rishon could argue with Rishon. Everything, there's a reason why Klal Yisrael was makabel this way. That's part of the Munas Chacham. That these are the people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed the Messiah to go this way. Hashem chose these people to be the Baalei Messiah. The Ramban is the Ramban. I don't care if you find a contemporary of the Ramban. It makes no difference. The Ramban is the Ramban, and he's going to take authority over anybody else that's his contemporary. Right? There's no, you don't say, well, look, yeah. Nowadays, we can't argue, but look, this is a contemporary Shita. So you told me the story? No. That there was someone that wrote a whole sefer from an old manuscript of Rishon and brought to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish burnt it. And the Chazon Ish said, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtal devek, the Messiah is this way. And now, Le'umazah, you do find that the Be'er Halacha brings the Meiri. Meiri was found relatively recently, considering. It's found in the, you know, and Mishbura will bring the Meiri as a Shita Mitzdarefis. He will never pass like the Meiri connected to the Rishayim, but he will use the Shita of the Meiri, and sometimes Rabbeinu Chananel, which is also found more recently. But Rabbeinu Chananel, we had stuff in different places, but the Meiri was a new Rishon, brand new. It was found, and that was that. 1860s.
What about new versions? Something Frankel, did he change some things on the Rambam? We can have a different understanding of.
Okay, so that the Chazon Ish was also held like that, but that's a different Shaila. But the Chazon Ish Shita was the same on that also. The Kadosh Baruch Hu directed that this version was the one that was Makobo. You know? But yeah, there's a story that there's a famous Rambam that had one Nosach, and there was a person that went to the Vatican and got the Ksav Yad of Rambam himself, and he was a different Nosach there. Yeah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu directed it this way.
Blavich, yeah.
No, Blau is his name. I don't know about you. Blavich? Matzis Blum? Blau?
It was the other.
No. So there's a whole shtickle with it. There's a whole shtickle with you bought what?
Bought a lot of people from Egypt.
Yeah.
It was about here with the new Mr. Kelly on the road.
So the this is a story. The briskers are very like, yeah, go with the Messiah. So someone brought a redone Tosis for Rosh on Yuma. So he brought it to the Meshiva. The Meshiva says, "What's a schlecht mit der Alte? What's wrong with the old version?" The Meshiva, "Sind fucking Alte." There was no old version. We found this manuscript. We redid it and come up with a, you know, so new manuscripts of Rishonim that we know already is different. Oh, new, you know, different nuschais of old manuscripts is different. But new Rishonim come out of the, so the Meiri is Chazilitz Tarufi. The B'Allah does bring it. Chazanish would not bring it. He would not. He would use the Meiri for Pirish Hasugya, maybe, but he wouldn't be Mitzdarfit La Halacha B'chlal. He held Mitzdar in Halacha was directed one way, and that's the Munas Chachamim of the, you know. Okay?